Come on. It's good you are here right now. You know, people join us online from around the world, from around Nigeria, everywhere. We get people join us everywhere. So we're excited they're there. And you are here. And so I'm also excited that you're here. 2 weeks, 2 hours. I've been talking about... Come on. All right. You are interested in working with God. You have a passion. And then the devil comes for you. Because somehow you think that because you have a passion for God and you love God, then the devil would leave you alone. But that's not true. And we've been talking about that. I said the devil come for you even when you've not done anything wrong. He's coming for you to say that you've not done enough. Come on. So you are praying. Now, when you do something off, definitely that's no brainer. He comes to accuse you. He comes for you. But I said to say, come on, if this guy could come for you, he will also come for you, rather, he will also come for you even when you are passionate about God, when you are loving Him, when you are coming to church, when you begin to actually do the things you hear, and you're beginning to say, oh, I'm going to do this, and you're growing, and you're coming to Him, and then at last the devil still comes to you, and then he attacks you. Come on. And we said our Christianity must not be performance based. Come on. Not performance based. I'm not in the house because of what I have done or who I am. I'm in the house because of what Jesus Christ did for me on the cross. It is what Christ has done, not who I am. Come on. It is who He is, not what I have done. We must come to that. Because the devil's accusation is to pull us away from God. He wants to separate us from God. Our power is in God. He's our power source. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God. They are mighty in God. They are mighty through God. But unless we are close to God, unless we are in relationship with God, and have faith in Him, then alas, we seem not to be powerful. We can't really do anything by ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
And so we want to maintain that relationship. And you need to know that the Father is not after you. He's not the one against you. And we looked at Romans chapter number 8. We make that scripture. Right? In Romans chapter number 8, can we begin from there today? I'm doing a brief recap because today I want to talk to you about something. And we titled today, I'm going to talk to you about convictions. Conviction versus condemnation, I mean, a believer's guide. You need to know the difference. You need to be able to tell. Is this conviction? Is this condemnation? You should be able to tell. But let us begin from this very place. You see, the Bible said, no, Romans chapter number 8, verse number 31. We'll come to this later on. We'll look at this, but let's start from Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 31. What shall we say then? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Right, next verse. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And remember last week, I began to talk to you about the fact that, see, we talk about the perfect God, and he looked at the whole thing and came for you. And he is perfect. It means that his coming for you is also a perfect decision.
Yes,
come on.
Yes,
he has never made a mistake. He will never make a mistake. In between it, I am found there. I am definitely also not a mistake. He came for me. He knew me. And then he sent his son to die for me. Come on. There's no mistake there. So I feel comfortable knowing that I'm dealing with a perfect God who has also taken a perfect decision in choosing me.
Yes,
come on.
Yes,
that's beautiful.
Yes,
that's more powerful than you are responding to that. Because You stand on the basis, you leave you and you are dealing with him. You are dealing with a perfect God who sees all and knows all from time to eternity. And then he chose me. He would have said, oh, he's not doing, oh, I made a mistake. No, it's not possible. So when you are hearing a voice telling you to run, leave the house, you are this, you are that, it can never be him. It can never be him. Because he was the one that chose you and sent his son to die for you even when you did not know him. Right? So he saw the whole thing true. Now I see what he's doing. And now he begins to now accuse you or condemn you. He can't do that. He had the chance to accuse you or condemn you before you came to the house. Did he do that? Come on. No, he didn't do that. I'm talking about God now. So, you know, I'm on the God side. He didn't do that. He had the chance to leave you in your sins. Right? But he didn't do that. He came for you. So why would he now start doing that now? He didn't just come for you and say, oh, I like you. Like maybe somebody sees you on the street and say, I like you. No, he sent his son to die for you. That's heavy. Somebody could just see you and say, I like you. And you say, I don't know. Okay, it's just words of mouth. His son was not word of mouth, though. He sent his son to die. So that means now, he cannot now, he's not an afterthought. Somebody could just rush. Come on, I'm trying to get you there. I'm going to talk about stuff today. But somebody could rush. I like you. In fact, there was one time, I was talking to two guys. I was just talking about our relationships and a relationship and all that stuff. I said, this lady, come on, and is nice. And this lady is good. So we're just talking normal, casual stuff. And the next thing, this guy just ran, one of the guys, ran to start a relationship with the lady. Just started the relationship like that. You know, rushed, as the case is. Somebody, I was more hinted, I was more tilted in a certain direction towards this young man here. And because he was there, we were just talking about, this girl, I think you can tell us something. And I found this one. You know, he might not have really thought about the whole thing. He just rushed into the relationship because I think from calculation, from what person is saying, this one and that one. But he could go into a relationship, and many of you know what I'm talking about. And then after 6 months, Pastor, I don't know, I didn't know, you didn't know, because you rushed. All right, let's come to God. You think he rushed? Come on. He just rushed. See, let me just go and die for them. Let me just die. Now you are dying for you. After I die. Did you think about it? Come on. Jesus had enough chance to escape. He had enough chance to escape. He had time. He saw a lot. I would say, if you watch all those movies, they say, humans are not worth it. Why are you dying for humans? And then the robot will say, because they have capacity for love. Jesus saw humans in their real badness. If there's no bad, he did not see. And yet he still went ahead and died. So there was no rush. He well calculated. It took thousands of years for him to come. So in over 1,000 years, 2,000 years, God had the time to recalculate. Say, okay, I know I said the bruise of the serpent shall bruise the serpent, his heel of the woman's child. All those things, I said, forget it. These people, they are bad. Come on. He thought about it. There was no rush. Come on. So he went in, and so he will not now suddenly stop and then begin to accuse you and say, get out. So it took him time, and he actually paid the price even before you were aware. Come on. He sent his son to die even before you were aware, on the cross. So he's not the accuser. He that spared not his own son but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Next verse. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect. It is God that justified. Come on. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. No, we looked at that last week. I don't want to do that kind of recap. You're not here. Get the message. I've gone 2 hours already. We shall lay anything to the charge. Anything at all. Sorry, I'll move on, please. But anything. I mean, that's beautiful. Anything. Small thing. Big thing. Anything. But you know, when I'm saying things like this, I don't rush. I came with my notes. I might not even have finished because of the way I'm enjoying myself. But I want us to get this thing. Because by virtue of this teaching, we are defeating the devil. True knowledge shall it just be delivered. Knowledge. The way you come and say we are teaching deliverance, we teach it. All those things, all those lies he uses against you, by this teaching, they are being brought down right now. So when it sinks in, gets to you, I mean, you really, really be blessed. You are being blessed right now. Being blessed right now. Right? So look at this. Next verse. Let's go to the next verse. I don't want to stay here any longer. Let me just finish up. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercessions for us. You see? God that justifies, Christ that died. You know the Bible says something in 2 Corinthians chapter number 13, verse number 14. It says, I just quote it, I don't know if you can put it up, but it says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You see this thing there? It says that this thing towards you is a coordinated matter. God is inside. Jesus is inside. The Holy Spirit is inside. It was not a rogue something. You know, when I'm using concrete examples so that you can remember. You know when they want to beat your younger brother, you now just did a rogue salvation. You quickly went to go and fix the thing. I can say, no, mommy, say it, so I do not beat your younger brother. Now me like I'm pass. Rogue something. Jesus Christ just said, hey, the way God is looking now, he will just destroy the world. Holy Spirit, come, let me dodge and go and die, so that the Father will not even know. Then, bam, when I just come and say, I want to destroy the world, I hate this boy called Collins, where is he, I want to kill him. Then I'll just say, you see, I died. He will not say, you have already died. God will not restrict. And I say, I wish I came early. The Holy Spirit will now be standing in one place. Say, Jesus, don't do it. You. The Holy Spirit will now, later, after Jesus has died and gone, has not gone, now come and say, see you, you are a bad person. It doesn't happen like that. All three of them are working together. It is the Father that sent the Son. That is the love of God. It is the Son in his death that brought grace to us. Then he now talks about the communion of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit now speaks to us. And that's the next thing I want to talk to you about today. That's what I really want to talk to you about today. Convictions, I'm working today. I'm here right now. Convictions, condemnations. How do you wear the two of them? Because the Holy Spirit speaks. So Pastor, so how will he now help me, nudge me to do better? Because I'm talking about how you are not praying enough. And the devil comes and accuses you. And then you feel you sense to pray more. And then, or let's even go to the fact that you did something bad. And the devil comes to accuse you. So, are you telling me that the Holy Spirit just keep quiet? What does he do? He speaks. He also speaks. But he speaks for conviction. Not for condemnation. Condemnation leads to death. Conviction leads to repentance. There's a difference. And so, the Holy Spirit will speak to you and nudge you up, to push you up, to encourage you to get better in your walk, to pray more. I'm going to show you the difference. We're getting there. I'm going to show you the difference. The devil comes to say, you pray 2 hours. 2 hours. Let me tell you, Pastor Rie prays 3 hours, 4 hours. You know, that day, you see, he just prays all night. Let me tell you, you have not even started praying. In short, all those problems in your life is because you only pray 2 hours. If you want to get better, you go 3 hours. Somebody says, so, I'm giving you the devil. So, if I'm currently praying 30 minutes right now, and the Father, the Holy Spirit, the Son, wants to nudge me up to pray more, well, how will he do it? Because I'm thinking that's the Holy Spirit. That's what he will come and say. He will come and tell me, you're not praying. Well, we can do it like that. Come on. When I say we can do it like that, I mean pastors. We can make a mistake. We can do it like that. You can think about it like that. But the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they never attack it like that. You're not doing this. You know, when we attack, you should do this. But now your age mate, that will come. We can do that. But he will never do that. Are you here? He speaks to stir you up. To say, this thing that you are doing, you can do more. He speaks to say you can do more and encourage you based on what Christ has done. Are you here? I want to try to show you. I'm going to show you. That's why I said this verse was this. You have to look at it in line. Because I knew in my teachings that we get to the place where somebody is saying, does he not speak? But I think this is the Holy Spirit telling me I should do more. He will tell you to do more, but not the way you are thinking. Not the way you are thinking. That's why I want to guide you. Are you here? So he will come and say to you, Holy Spirit, conviction, speaking. You can do more. But the reason why he says you can do more, and the reason why he's talking about you're doing more at all, is to show you your capacity. Is to say, because of who you are in Christ. Come on. Because of who you are in Christ. Because of what Christ has done for you. I'm telling you that you have the capacity to do more. And you are encouraged to do more. Because you have the capacity to do more. Come on. I want to increase my prayer time. I want to increase the duration of my fast. By 11 o'clock, my head is shaking. By 12 o'clock, my leg is shaking. By 1 o'clock, I'm gone. But and the Holy Spirit comes to me and wants to encourage me to increase the duration of my fast. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
What will he say? What will he do? Look at you. You are not even fasting, self. How will you say you fasted? By 1 o'clock, you are done. Is that fasting? That's not the Holy Spirit. That's condemnation. That is pointing to what you have done. But when the Holy Spirit speaks, he speaks from Christ. He says, you're fasting, you're doing stuff. But my son, Collins is in my mouth now. I'm trying to find another name. I couldn't find another name. Sorry. My son, Collins. I answered the call. The phone is ringing. My son, Collins. You can go longer than this. So this thing you are saying you are weak. You are not weak. Through Christ you can do all things. This is your 1 o'clock. You can push it to 2 o'clock. Because of you have the power of Christ. And remember that when you consider, look at other people, look at Joyce Meyer, Kenneth Hagin, Pastor Riel, look at people, they are going on. Because Christ enabled them, and the same Christ is in you. You can do it. You see? When he speaks from there. He speaks from Christ in you. He speaks from Christ in you and the power of Christ. He speaks from the power of the Trinity and brings the provision of heaven for you and say, because of this provision, you can do these things. Oh, what about if I actually do something wrong? What about if I sin? If I actually sin, will you not come and say, you have done bad, you have sinned? Nope. That's not how it will come to you. No. You see, this thing, why Satan will come and say, I'm going to be different, so conviction, condemnation. Why Satan will come and say, you see what you have done? Actually, because of what you have done now, it makes it clear that you don't belong to God. It's very clear that you don't have God. That's what the devil will say. And I'm thinking that you should not go to church this Sunday. In fact, when they come for follow-up, escape, dodge, pass through the back, don't answer the call. That's the devil. That's condemnation. So what will the Holy Spirit say? The Holy Spirit will say, you are a child of God. I'm telling you, come here. You are a child of God. You see, this thing, you are bigger than it. Come on. He said, you are bigger than it. My power is at work inside of you. At any point in time, You could have just said no. You don't need to do that. Well, what you need to do now is turn to the Father. He will say the Father loves you. It might not fly. I know why it might not fly. It might not fly because you are saying, no, you can't say that. That's the problem. It might not fly because you are thinking, he will just say like that. Exactly. He will bring Jesus Christ to you. He will be pointing you to Jesus. Condemnation will be pointing you to yourself. I'm not sure if that's the best I can do. This is the only way I can do it. I'm not showing you the difference. And when then? Condemnation will always point you to yourself and what you have done. Holy Spirit will always point you to Christ and what He has done. Whether it is in sin, come on, or it is in not doing enough, when He's speaking to you to help you do more, He will always point you to Christ. He will say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is upon you. By His grace, you can do these things. He will be pointing you to Christ. I'll show you scriptures. Are we ready? What is the work of the Holy Spirit? What is His job? What does He do? Let's start off from Galatians chapter number 4. Look at it. And because ye are sons, this will connect to my previous statement. And because ye are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son, Jesus Christ, into your hearts. What is He crying there?
Abba,
His work is to cry, Abba, Father. His occupation, He sent Him so that He can be crying, Abba, Father, inside of you. So inside of you, the voice of the Holy Spirit is Abba, Father. He magnifies the fatherhood of God. He magnifies Christ. Condemnation magnifies your faults. That's the devil. The devil magnifies faults. But when the Holy Spirit is speaking, He's crying. He doesn't cry judgment. You are hearing that now. So God sent the Holy Spirit into our hearts to cry something. That anytime we hear the Holy Spirit is speaking and crying in our hearts, is Abba Father. Somebody say, we're not saying nothing. No. He doesn't know how to say anything other than the Father. He doesn't know how to say anything other than the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Doesn't know how to. Come on. I'm telling you, that's his job. I'm giving you the key. I'll give you more scriptures. That's his job. So why did He send Holy Spirit to come and torture you and torment you? Say, is this the Holy Spirit is telling me, I'm now sad. He can never make you sad. Depressed and down. Never. Because look at him. His purpose. He said, because you are sons, God has sent for the Spirit of His Son into your hearts. And that Spirit, when He gets there, is only crying, Abba, Father. Say, whatever when I see, Nuko, Abba, Father. What about when I'm not doing enough, but I want to increase my fasting, but I'm finding that last week I said I'll fast some more, I'll pray some more, but I don't have to pray. What will He now be crying? Abba, Father. Only one language. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
That's the only thing He can say. Come on, are you here?
Yes,
that's the reason. Say, no, he won't say anything. He will say Abba, Father. Okay. This is one scripture, right? You say, this is not enough. You just turn the scripture somehow. Go to Romans chapter 8. Verse number 16. The Spirit itself. Look at where it comes from. It's telling you the job of the Spirit. You must know what it does. The Holy Spirit. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirits. That what? If the voice you are hearing is not bearing this kind of witness and telling that you are not, it's a lie. That's not the Holy Spirit. That's condemnation. That's the accuser. He must know His voice. His job is to bear witness with your spirit about one thing, that you are a child of God. It's not about your perfection. He didn't send him to come and bear witness that you are a child of God when you are perfect. You see it there. He's bearing witness with our spirits. The green light is always flashing. Child of God. Child of God. Child of God. You go up, oh, child of God. Child of God. Child of God. You fall down, oh, you want to bear witness. What witness will you still bear? Child of God. Child of God. Child of God. I appreciate better than you are responding. You need to know, you need to be able to separate, distinguish this voice. Oh. Once you start hearing voice of condemnation, the thing you have done, it is a child of God by what you have done. It's bearing witness with your spirit that you are a child of God because of what Jesus Christ has done. So when you act or not act, his witness still remains the same. My Lord, this one is a child of God. Say, my Lord, I've read the depositions. This one is a child of God. Turn to chapter 4. Look at what it is. Chapter 4, verse 5. Okay. Here is my witness. He's a child of God. He didn't pray them. I have one witness to be a child of God. That's what it is. That's all he can say. So you must know that. He will never come and say, Holy Spirit can never say, you are not a child of God. There's no scripture like that. I'll give you two scriptures. The Bible says something in Matthew chapter number 12, verse number 25. Let them see that, they will come back here. I'll give you all the scripture, I'm not loading them to you. Look at it. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. So it means that I'm telling you now that the Holy Spirit cannot go contrary to the Father and the Son. So there's no way he can be telling you this thing you have done. No, the Father can love you, but I'm trying to tell you something. He cannot be trying to tell you anything other than what the Father is saying. Yes, Bible says he will not speak of his own accord. Anything he hears from the Father, that's what he will say to you. Yes, and I'll give you scriptures of what the Father sent him to do. I'm walking in line with the Holy Spirit. When even in your sin and in your error, when even in your sin and in your error, I say you are a child of God. That's the Holy Spirit. I'm walking in line with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Are you here? Yes, people always think we are teaching error, that we are supposed to point. I say he cannot point. He doesn't point it. No scripture says, when you are God, he will not tell you that you are a bastard. Get out. Never. Never. You are a child of God. Because the Father sent the Son to die for you. So, the Father cannot condemn you. Abi? I've ruled him out. I've done that science. Jesus Christ, God is the one that died. So he too is out. He can't die. After 2,000 years of his prophesying his Son, that he will come and die. He prophesied about his life, that he will come and die for you. He will not finish and say, you see who you are? You are a barbarian. Get out! He didn't use 2,000 years to think about it. Now he's knowing. That cannot happen. That leaves the voice, the last voice, the Holy Spirit. That's why I'm more focused on him today. And not just focused on him as to where he's, what he's going to say, but focused on me in his connection with the Father and the Son. And telling you that his programming cannot allow any other thing. Because the Father sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts to cry one thing. Not to cry your errors, but to cry Abba Father. So no matter what you do, you must be able to distinguish. So by what you are hearing, you'll be able to tell, this is the voice of the Holy Spirit, or this is the devil. This is the accuser. Are you here? So if you are hearing something that says you are a child of God, Father loves you, even in your error, even in your sin, you are hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's correct. That's the thing. How will you still be saying that? Because Jesus Christ died. He will still be saying it. That's his only programming. His programming is to draw you to the Father, to draw you to the fatherhood of God. That's why the Bible says, just now what we read, it says, Abba, Father. It's the same thing. Abba is more like Papa, Papa. Father is more, I'm going to talk to my Father. That he put the two of them there. Abba is more fatherly. It's papa. Right? That is papa. More close. Father is more in line with, formal letter, informal letter. Abba is informal letter. Father is formal letter. I'll talk to my father about it. That is formal letter. Informal letter. I'll talk to my papa about it. Nobody will ask, what are you saying? We are speaking informally. You know who I'm talking about. Abba, Father. That's the thing he can shout. So, if, no matter what you do, you know, the problem when we are dealing with young people, when we are dealing with young people is that there are these sins that are always magnified. They look like you can do everything, you know. Fornication. Ah! You are crossing lines. Even if you say you steal, no problem. I was doing Love and the World one time. Sending your questions. Is it good for a boy to go to his lesson? I said, I will answer you. Send the question again. If a boy, now, what is all your problem? Have you not asked us the question? You've not talked to us about a boy going to a guest house. I'm talking about all the things I've said just now, you have not heard. All you want me to say is a boy in a girl's house. Because that's the main thing. That's the only sin. As far as you are concerned, the only sin in your head now is fornication. How to sleep with somebody. Don't worry, when you have family and 3 children and school fees, the other sins will come up. Sins like falsifying figures to make more money. You see, they are sending you allowance from home. Everything says, oh, you are thinking now is just to sleep with somebody, finish. That's the funny thing. He's drawing me. Don't worry, it will soon stop drawing you. And then some people don't magnify it. And then because you are between 18, 27, 29, you are crazy. It's almost, not almost. No matter what you do, including that one. Okay, if you ask young people, if you push it, if I push it now, I'm tempted. But because you guys are world past young people, you know, I don't think you fall for it. If I say somebody sleeps with somebody, that's not married to that girl, not sleep with that boy, they committed sin. And that boy in his office, he now added 10 to 100,000 and turned it to 1,000,000. He now got the money, he now went to use it to buy something. Who we sin? If you really look at it, the badness, don't say, ah. You say, no, pastor, it's not a no-brainer. Let me tell you, that fornication is a bad. Bad. Maybe he needs money. Maybe he needs money. Maybe his father is sick. I had somebody stealing from me in the office. I caught her. I had it on record. Why are you doing this? My father is sick. My father was sick. So, if your father is sick, he gives you the right to steal from me. He doesn't give you the right. You can excuse everything. So excuse the boy. Maybe in this morning, maybe his father is sick. But fornication, no. He went there. He went. Okay, but maybe his hormones are raging. Maybe the girl was too fine. He know me, no. Other one know me. He must die. No matter what sin it is, I probably said I'll bring this one up because of that. Don't let the devil condemn you. It's not the voice of the Holy Spirit you are hearing. Because no matter what it is, the Holy Spirit will tell you one thing. He will say, Abba, Father. He will be bearing witness in your spirit. You are a child of God. The devil will be saying, the condemnation will be saying, you are not. You cannot be. You wouldn't have been. If you were, you wouldn't have done this. He will say, you are. He will say, you are. You are bigger than this thing. You begin to speak sonship to you. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. That's how you attack it. That's the only thing you can do. He can't bear another witness. He can't bear witness with the devil. He cannot. He bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. He bears witness with our spirit that we are saved. Hallelujah. You should not be doing this. Because you are too much. You have Christ in you. The grace of Christ is available for you. You could easily have just walked away. No matter what it is, that will lead you to repentance. Father, I'm sorry. Instead of making you downcast, it will lead you to repentance. You will say, come to the Father. Come to the Father. But Satan will say, you did this, meaning you do not belong to God because you are not His. That's why you did this. That will lead to shame, guilt, condemnation. He will magnify it beyond proportion. Are you here? To destroy. You should not be doing this. You don't have done that. You don't have done that. Well, you are a child of God. Well, you have a Father who loves you. You should know that. That's the Holy Spirit. You know, the Father loves you. You know, Jesus Christ died for you. You have to literally say, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I'm a bad person. You have to literally do that. Those two, hear me well. Those two voices, you know why I'm doing this teaching? It's not just for fun's sake. Those two voices will always be there. You must know which one to choose. You must know which one is the Holy Spirit. Now you know. Come on. They'll always be there. They'll always be there. Conviction will always point you to Christ. Condemnation will always point you to yourself. We talked about that, right? Conviction will always consistently tell you who you are in Christ. Condemnation will constantly look at what you have done or what you have not done. Either of those two. So there will be who you are in Christ. At the moment of sin. Somebody say, when I sin, what will the Father do? He will start telling me who I am in Him. If you are hearing contrary, what you have done, focusing on who you are and what you have done, or what you have not done, you just immediately know this is the voice of the devil leading to condemnation and shame. But the Holy Spirit will speak of Christ and His work. And once Christ is magnified, come on, you will be drawn to Him. Once the Father's love is displayed, you will be attracted to Him. That's why it always leads to conviction, to repentance. But condemnation will always magnify you. Look at what you have done. How could you do something like this? This is very bad. In fact, let me tell you, the Father cannot forgive you. How many times have you been talking to the Father about this matter? Did you not even promise Him? That's your mistake. All that promising matter. I know some of you know how to promise God very well. I promise. This is the last time. Stop promising. He doesn't need your promise. The devil will use the promise against you. Did you not promise? So let's look at this again. Let's look at it from here. Please, I want to do this again. So, the Holy Spirit, can He come and tell you, sin, that the Father hates you. The Father does not want you. Come on. Is that possible? That's not consistent with the Father's heart. It's not consistent with Jesus. He can't. No matter what you do. That's why, like I told you, He bears witness with our spirit that we are sons of God. Even inside that matter. He cannot do anything. Because that is the position of the Father and the Son. And His job is to follow the Father and the Son. We have a story in this direction. It's in John chapter number 8. Let me show you. Excuse me. John chapter number 8. You know, when Habakkuk said, I will stand upon my watch, I will hear what he will say. He will say, write the vision, make it plain. He doesn't come and condemn, he never does that. But let's read John chapter 8. You know the story. When we start reading it, you will say, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning, he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him. And he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken as in adultery with her. In the very act, they didn't tell us. We were there. Next verse. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what says thou? Let's catch this guy. Let's see if he will shift. Some of you will say for safety reasons, he would have just said go ahead. Because as I'm telling you, when I'm telling you that, no matter what he does, he will never say that. You say no, he will shift. He doesn't shift though. He won't shift. He won't shift. Holy Spirit will shift his position. You are a child of God. He will bear that witness to your heart, whatever. In your heart, you'll be hearing only one cry. Father, Father, Father. See, by deep breath, what about you hearing Father? Quick, quiet, keep quiet. He will say, Father, Father. After you try to silence him, I know what I'm telling you. Somebody say, Pastor, have you experienced it? Yes. I'm teaching you from me. You will try. You say, he said, let him be a bad person. You keep quiet. Father, you see, Father, this week I'm not going to church. Follow up. Something happened. I will talk to you about it, Pastor. I'm not coming. You stay away this week. Then, after a week or two, he will still be saying, Father, Father, then you now show up in church. You just wasted 2 weeks of your life because that Father is drawing you back to himself. You is what? I know, Father, you always end up with the Father. You still end up with the Father. Why do you always end up with the Father? Because it's only Father that is inside of your spirit. I wish I could preach it better. I don't know, but when he spoke to me through the week, teaching you this, the only thing inside your spirit is Father. You will still end up with the Father. You will still come. You will still come. You will still fall. You will still do it. Because the root inside of your spirit, the thing inside there, the core, is crying, Abba, Father. That's his message. Anyhow, you will say it, though, what will be loud is Abba, Father. Then you'll be bearing witness to your spirit. You are a child of God, though. I'm not a child of God. I'm a bad person. You know what I did last night? I did bad. I'm not going to church. I'm not reading my Bible. I'm not doing anything. You go to work like that. Verse man. You'll be very bored. Wonder, hey, Sister Favor has come to my mouth. Sister Favor, hey, what happened? Lumi. That's how Eleanor does it. Did you be saying, please? I'm going to tell for you. Lumi. Don't mind me. Lumi. No. I'm going to tell. Then he's standing in front of me. Oh, no, that's beautiful. No. Daddy. Then I say, please. I told him, please. No. You will do it, though. After 2 weeks, you still lift up your hands before God. Because you know why? There's a rope connecting you to the Father. You have been configured. You have been configured. It's wired. You will still serve God. You will still come to church. You say you, but I still did it again. You will still come to church. You will continue. You know why you have been continuing like that all this while? Because you have belonged to Christ. That should give you an indication of who you really are. And now, seeing that you belong to Christ, should help you stay more on this side. I said, there's no need. We need to see who we are. I like what Pastor Dwayne Sherry said something so many years ago. He talked to my spirit. He said, when you see that your garment is white, you will not want to dirty it. So when you start seeing who you are, that you are connected to Christ, you will not run from him again. Why don't I run from him? It doesn't make sense. I can't run from him. Me and him, we are connected. I'm his son. The DNA of God inside me. If I like a bad today, the DNA is doing me. It's in my blood. They said, tempting him that he might have to accuse, that they might have to accuse him. They're accusing everybody. I'm reading so that we can read this together. They want to accuse him, Abby. So when they came to him, you are seeing that they, to accuse him, so that they might have something to accuse him. Wait. See, devil. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. Next verse. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up his voice He lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. No problem. No problem. I'm not disputing anything here. Me and Moses are friends. I saw him last week. We were talking about this matter. If you have not done anything bad, just stone her. Next verse. And again, he stooped down and looked on the ground. Sometimes you wonder what everybody keeps writing what you wonder was right. People will compromise, but to me, it was just scribbling nonsense. It was just scribbling nonsense. I'm saying, yeah, I know. When we see him last time, we'll settle that matter. Guy, what did they write that time for grant? People say, well, actually, their age, they lie. It was just the BD, he just wanted to leave them there. That tension, just leave them there. What was that was so important? He didn't move. I've told you people, look at the science of what, look at my science. Look at how I know he was not writing something very important. When you are writing on the ground, you don't have small space. You have to stand up and move. He did stand up and move. He was in the same place, right? So how far can you try, go down there and try to write? You can't continue writing. What would you write? Jesus came to die for the humanity, and when they went there, Tinubu is a good president, or the usual of the same. Can you write all those statements from with your finger in that square? You can't. It's not possible. You wouldn't write anything visible. We're not writing anything meaningful. We're not writing. Maybe I'm sure he was drawing a sunflower. Drawing a sunflower. Second, they're clean and drawing it again. That's what it was in. Next verse. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one. Beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. Even the last guy, too, a bad person. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. Next verse. When Jesus had lifted up himself, so all that while when they were walking away one by one, he was still writing. When he had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those dying? What? Are you seeing it? Turn to here. They were here so that they can find something to accuse him. They were here accusing the woman. They were accusing everybody. That's the devil. Devil will use me to accuse you. Use you to accuse me. Let me tell you, you say, Pastor, yeah, very anointed. You not see your pastor preaching the word of God, reading Bible. You are a bad person. Don't come to church. That's for you. For me, you know what he says? You are a fake pastor. A real pastor, look at your members, they are looking up to you. And yet you are sleeping. When did you wake up this night? You know how many nights real pastors they wake up at night? Let me tell you, close down the ministry. Two of us. Sometimes you put it, he just, you know, he said people that jam people head together. That's what he does. Don't jam everybody said. Some of us we have caught him home. I'm teaching you to catch him too. That's what he does. They are finding something to accuse Jesus. They are accusing the woman. They are just jamming everybody's head. That's what they are using. Accusing everywhere. That is devil. You see devil? That's them. That's example of devil. Then when he says that, the next thing he says, woman, where are thou those dying accusers? Next thing, had no man. You see, accusation and condemnation go together. They go together. So this woman was caught in the very act. So what did Jesus do? So at least if we know what he did to that woman, we know what he will do to you too, Abby. Pastor said to me, no, I'm not involved. I didn't call your name. Just in case. Next verse. He said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Empowered her. That's empowering. So, if that woman, it did not condemn the woman, what makes you think that it's condemning you right now? It's the devil. Still telling you that the Father does not want you. After the Father sent the Son to die for you, and sent the Holy Spirit to be crying about Father inside your heart, you should be able to know. Are you here? So the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they've coordinated this effort for your salvation. Right? So you should be able to tell. You are a child of God. What he does, what the Holy Spirit does, because people need to understand that. You know, I did a teaching sometime before sin and after sin. I didn't talk about the role of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm telling you, the role of the Holy Spirit in all that matter, before sin, after sin, is one thing. Bearing witness with your spirits, you are a child of God. See, but I know, but you are a child of God. His witness is one. It doesn't change mouth. It doesn't change. This is what he sends you. Then we have another scripture again that says, you'll be shouting inside your heart, Abba, Father. So we know what he's doing. So if the voice you are hearing is not, you are not hearing Abba, Father inside. You are not hearing you are a child of God inside. Then is the accuser. Are you here? Father will never condemn you. It is important that we as children of God are able to differentiate by the knowing the core things he will say. When we are hearing, we'll be able to tell if this is conviction from the Holy Spirit or this is condemnation from the devil. Accusations and condemnation from the devil. So with this, I hope I've been able to convince you. Yes, and not confuse you. Hallelujah. It's that simple. Can I do some little things for you today? I've tried to settle that matter to show you what he says to you. He will say, this thing, you don't need to do this. You don't have to. You are a child of God. You wouldn't have. You shouldn't have. You are a child of God. Anyway, the Father loves you. Anyway, come to the Father. Anyhow, you turn to the Father. You just keep saying, Father, you are a child of God. Don't do it anyway. So then, that will not help you come to repentance. You now come to the Father. Father, see me. Say, I've come again. Say, I know. Guy, come. He will help you. Strengthen you. Remind you again of who you are. It's only when we know who we are that we can overcome the sins and the things that trap us. Are we here? But let me tell you something. I feel very much connected to this teaching. It's in Proverbs chapter number 4, verse number 18. I want to do this work today. Proverbs 4, verse number 18. Please stay with me. I can't give you every scenario. That's why I've told you the call of his voice. Did you hear me? His voice, what you'll be saying. Holy Spirit can never be saying, run away, run away. Don't come to church. Don't give. Don't do that. He never does that. Don't do this. Holy Spirit can never say hate. Come on. Hate this person. Don't worry about it. He can never say those things. So you just know. Once you are hearing hate, let me tell you, show her. He cannot be saying, show her. Holy Spirit comes to your heart and be saying, show her, deal with her. You just know. Once you are hearing, deal with her. Let me tell you, next time you tear her shirt, just know the devil is speaking. Right? We'll get there. Maybe one time I'll. Yes. Okay, you're smiling. There are things you just know is not him. In fact, the moment you start hearing those things, just know, devil has started talking to me. I'm telling you, you just know. It's easy. We've come to be able to. You say, how do I know? Someone say, Pastor, how do I know where God is doing to me? God will say love. He will say forgive. He will say show kindness. You will know. No hard. When he's saying, don't hate her. Let me tell you, if you just try to get slap her, slap. One hot slap. Do her. You just know. You don't need to say, Pastor, is this the voice? That's not a question. You know the voice. That's devil. Ah. So when you are getting condemnation, come on, hate, pain, come on, devil, love, forgiveness, peace, joy, come on. Alright. Proverbs 4 chapter number 18. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. So, don't let the devil condemn you. This scripture says the path of the just, it's like the shining that goes brighter and brighter. You know what they're going to say? You are saying, I'm a work in progress. So when the devil comes against you, I'm a work in progress. Look at what he says concerning my life. I'm getting better and better. You see now, I'm getting brighter and brighter, I'm getting better and better. That's what the Bible says concerning you. So when you find yourself in a bad place, I'm getting better and better. Come on, start over and say, I'm getting better. Because the path of the just is a shining light that goes brighter and brighter. I'm getting better. Mount of two or three witnesses, every truth is established. You see this here, right? So this is your path. Are you getting better and better?
Yes,
are you a work in progress?
Yes,
a work in progress means it will not. You might fail sometimes. It means that it will not work all the time. Like, I'm a work in progress. I'm a better pastor than I am today than I was last year. Come on, I'm getting better and better. That's right. I'm getting better. I'm getting better than I was 7 years ago. 15 years ago. And I'll listen to my message, maybe my message of 2014. Like, now me preach this thing. Me preach this thing, I'll preach it better. You know, and when I preach it now, it's more powerful, better delivered, better truth, deeper revelations than before. I'm getting better. Alas, somebody will condemn. Number two, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 18. I want to show you that. It says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as what? By the Spirit of God. So you see how we are going from glory to glory. There's a progressive work of the Lord in my heart. There's a progressive work of the Lord in my heart. We should be encouraged. I'm getting better. There's a progression. I'm not perfect. I'm not praying enough. Or I'm not reading enough. Or I'm not fasting long enough. Or I'm not doing this enough. I'm getting better. Now, small, and I'm making progress. And the Holy Spirit will be saying, yes, keep making progress. Keep going. That's His job. Is keep pushing. Keep taking a step. Keep taking a step. Be encouraging you. The Holy Spirit will not say, stop this work. Give up on this work. You will never make it. How can you be a Christian? That can never be the voice of the Holy Spirit. You see that now? Because the Bible says the path of the just is as a shining light that goes brighter and brighter. So it means I'm getting better. So if what I'm telling you, I'm trying to confirm what I'm telling you now about the voice of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, when He's speaking to you, in sin, whatever, where you've done something bad, I don't want to be saying wrong, something bad, I want to say sin as it is. What do you think He would do? Stop this work, get back, get out of this race. No. He says the path of the just is shining light that gets brighter and brighter. So he says, I'm getting better and better. You say you are getting better and better. You are going to improve. You are going to be more than you are right now. Keep going forward. Keep taking a step. Somebody say, no, He will tell me to leave the race. That's what human beings would do. Don't use yourself to judge God. That's what human beings would do. You say, you are worthless. You can't do this thing. You know, I heard a story some time ago that will help us in this matter. Albert Einstein, this genius scientist and all that, he was told to withdraw from school that it's not good enough. You see, it's not good enough for school. That's what the men would do. Men will always rule you out. They always say you are out, but the father will never rule you out. Imagine a genius teacher said you are not fit. I have his letter. I downloaded it. I kept it. I have his letter where Albert Einstein actually wrote a letter to the Science Society of England, whatever Science Society, and he just a letter. They say his thesis. The thesis. I have the letter. Well, this is, I don't know. Maybe God, again, I'm just saying this here. Even though I would have posted it for you. The letter. I downloaded it because it's funny. They wrote the letter. They signed it. People are saying, these things, these is theories and principles, they are not working, they are not standard, they are not, really? They improved them and gave them, a lot of you are gone, he's higher than all those people that were writing those things. So they can look at you and say, leave the race, but the Holy Spirit will never say, leave the race. He will encourage you, say, the path of the just is a shining light that goes better and better, you are getting better. That's what he will be saying. So if you are hearing any voice contrary to that, you know you are hearing the voice of condemnation. There's a difference. And my goal today was to show you the difference in the sound, in the impact of the voice, and what the voice does for you. If you have the voice saying you are a child of God, bearing witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. If you have the voice in your heart saying, Father, Father, even inside that thing, even when you are in the midst of the error, the midst of the sin, you are still hearing, Father, this thing, I shouldn't be. But and you feel broken and torn. That's the voice of the Holy Spirit still telling you that you are more than this thing. You are connected to the Father. This thing is more, you pass this thing. Come on, get up and get into this. And it says the path of the just, it says shining light that goes bright. Are you here? Somebody blessed today?
Yeah.
Have I done a good job today? Come on. Thank you, Lord. Father, we worship you. And you say, can we give God praise? Can we give God praise in the house today? You say, Father, I am your child. I thank you, Father, for your love and your mercies. I thank you because you sent your son, Jesus, to die for me. I thank you, Lord, I know the voice of the Holy Spirit now.
I know the voice of the Holy Spirit now. I know the voice. I refuse condemnation. Come on, can you stand and say, I refuse condemnation. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I know your voice. Drawing me to yourself. Drawing me to the Father. Drawing me to yourself. My heart is yours, Father. Oh, Shadala Broko Sheketele Mahandis. Le Kapata Ligrobo Sekele Mahandis. Ladu Veredigta Lima Nakto Subalega. Oh, Shandala Bakalamaha. I know the voice of the Holy Spirit now. I know the voice of the Holy Spirit. I can differentiate. I know when you are speaking to me. I know when the accuser is speaking. And now I can differentiate. I know it's not you telling me to walk away. I know it's not you condemning me. No, 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 no. I know now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Jesus. You died on the cross for me. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son to die for me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for living in my heart. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for drawing me to the Father. Constantly. Constantly drawing me to the Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Shadalabako Seto Libroko Shadalamaha. Libro Sokote Shelemaha. Labako Selemaha. We are empowered today. We have been empowered today. The devil is defeated now. Because you know the voice of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Because you know the voice of the Holy Spirit. Yes, now the victory is yours. Because you know the voice, you know what he's saying to your heart right now. And now you continue your walk, never drawing back, never going back. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Shadalabaka Sahalaba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And right now, I pray for you. I pray for you. I pray for you. The voice of the Holy Spirit is clear and loud inside of you. It's loud inside of you. In the name of Jesus, you yield to the voice of the Holy Spirit. You know how he speaks now, and you yield to his voice. In the name of Jesus, you are so yielded to the Holy Spirit that even in the midst of your error, in the midst of your sin, you are drawn to the Father. And you follow his drawings. In the name of Jesus, you follow his pullings. In the name of Jesus. That voice, that cry in your heart, Abba, Father, is loud inside of you. In the name of Jesus, I and they that God has given me, we are for signs and wonders. Yes, in the name of Jesus, that voice of the devil, the voice of the accuser, you will not pay attention to it anymore. In the name of Jesus, yes, your path is as a shining light. You grow brighter and brighter. You are moving from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, as a believer in Christ Jesus, you are getting stronger and stronger. You are getting bigger and bigger. You are growing up in Christ. In the name of Jesus, you are growing up. You are growing. You are growing. You are not stagnant. I say you are growing. You are not stagnant. You are growing. You are living for God. In the name of Jesus, the fire in your heart is burning more and more. In the name of Jesus, your passion does not go down. Your passion does not dwindle. No, your passion continues to get hotter and hotter. In the name of Jesus. And some few years from now, some few weeks from now, some few days from now, you will see that fire burning more than ever before. In the name of Jesus, according to my words, in the mighty name of Jesus, you will display, you are for the display of the glory of God. Yes, you are for the display of the glory of God. Through your life, many will come to know Jesus. Through your life, many will come to see the goodness and the faithfulness of God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. Blessings are upon your head. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. From henceforth, you will know. Now you are able to distinguish between the voice of the Holy Spirit and the accuser. And you will follow the voice of the Holy Spirit. You follow the voice of truth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.